I mean, kind of. Let us go under the helmet and, like, what does it feel like going into a game playing against number four team, possible Heisman Trophy winner?
Shoot, to be honest, with my team, we don't care about none of that. We go out there and just do what we got to do. We don't care about no number four, no nothing. Like, we treat them all as the same, and that's what we're going to do is go out there and do what we do.
Your role changed since
to be honest, it's been the same. Same role. I mean, we really don't have, like, you know how it says, like, on the depth chart, X and Z. It's really not that, because we both play X and Z. Like, it just depends on what side, because we play left and right, so there's no really X and Z. So, you know, roles hasn't changed. You know, there's times where they plug them in at a different position to gain a different advantage, but that's probably the only difference. Other than that, it's the same.
What are your personal expectations for yourself going into this game?
You know, let me see. Personally, I don't know. I don't like to. I don't know. I just don't. I feel as if I say, like, stats and things, that I'm being selfish. Like, you know what I mean? But personally, I just go out there and just help my team. Just do whatever, to be honest. I just don't like being selfish and saying stats, like, what type of stats I like. So, yeah.
Okay, well, then, I mean, for the receiving core in general, receiving
core, you know, make sure everybody good. You know, make sure we get 4+ explosive plays. Make sure we look everything in, catch the ball right, you know, dominate the other DBs, you know, dominate them in the run game and the passing game, not just the passing game, because we're more than receiving, we can block too. And just be dialed into everything, you know, don't get too high, don't get too low. If you get too high, then one play can knock you off. If you get too low, then you out of your game. So, you know, just keeping that balance.
Do you think, like, a lot of people are kind of going to be looking at you? I mean, not you in general, but the receiver. It's just after that last game and knowing it's going against Oregon where you've got to score early.
Yeah, of course people are going to do that. You know, last week it was frustrating for everybody. Offensively, we didn't really execute like we were supposed to. And so, you know, of course, you know, with the things that were said today, yesterday, there's going to be, like, a closer eye on us, probably particularly me, but I don't care. But, you know, we just got to go out there and do what we do and don't let nothing outside get to, you know, like, get to us and that's inside the sport.
You had mentioned some of the offensive miscues yesterday, and it got a little bit twisted. Honestly, what did you mean by what you said?
There was a lot of plays where our execution wasn't right, and if everybody did their 1/11th, then we would have handled those situations better and been able to have a better passing game than what we originally had. And so if we fix those minor things, then our passing game is, you know, good to go.
How have some of the other guys stepped up in how have you seen guys grow throughout?
You know, people are just being positive. They realize, you know, man, you never know when your last snap going to be. So, you know, people taking that to heart, you know, especially me being another example from last year getting hurt, you know. So people taking it into example, like, you know, play every play like it's your last and, you know, really having that in their mindset.
The passing game has been hit and miss, and you were quoted saying 14 of 22 snaps. You saw mistakes, something that unraveled what could have been a good play?
Well, yeah, just miscues, minor things, you know, little things to where, you know, if they weren't happening, our passing game would have worked. Whether, you know, it's just basically meant by saying if everybody does their 1/11th, then our execution would have been better and our passing game would have been better. That's all it was said. But, yeah, so if everybody does their job and do everything correctly, then our offense would have, you know, seen way better production.
Is that something you've seen week in and week out, or is that more a problem against ASU?
No, you know, you're always going to have miscues on the offense. There's no offense in the world that's perfect. There's going to be some times where somebody misses a block, someone drops a ball. So, you know, us having that stat, like 57 yards, people take it, like, harder. But if say if we threw the ball 70 times and had 14 messed up, like, you know what I mean, it would be taken a lot different. So I think people look into it too much and don't want to be John Gruden analysts and couch coaches.
When you when you step back and look at the way the season's going, and when you see the way your teammates feel about how it's going, are there more positives because you're 6-2 and you're mm-hmm. ranked, you've taken a big step forward of what you did the last 2 years,
yeah.
or are there a lot of guys a little down, beating themselves up because you're this close to 8-0?
Man, we are very close, but you know, it's crazy because we get bashed a lot, but at the end of the day, we're 6-2, and we don't think about that. We're like, dang, man, we had a bad game. But at the end of the day, we're still 6-2, and it's crazy. It's like, dang, that's crazy to think. Like, even with all this, we're still 6-2. And so we just try to keep positive. It was hard and frustrating, like, the next day, because we always think, what if? You know, we're two players away from being 8-0 and being in that playoff thingy or whatever. So, you know, we're just trying to be positive.
Oregon's offense gets a ton of run, and, mm-hmm. and they should. I mean, they got a great quarterback. They got a ton of speed guys, mm-hmm. big plays. How good is their defense compared to what you've seen with these other elite defenses in the conference?
Statistically, their pass defense is ranked 103. So, you know, you look at that, and you're like, dang. You start thinking, like, well, what's wrong with it and things like that. And you look at it, and you're like, dang, how can we do that? So, in order to win, we have to pass the ball. So, you know, going to this game, you know, we're really focused on, you know, making the small plays and, you know, getting everything, every detail right.
Yeah. But, you know, numbers sometimes lie. Mm-hmm. And I would think that if I were in the Oregon pass defense, they get thrown against more because teams are always behind. In
right.
a lot of cases, they're way behind.
Way
behind. Because the offense is going crazy on the other side of the ball.
Yeah.
So when you look at film, do you see defense that's really that bad? Or is it just a team, the stats are good because so many teams throw against them so much?
Man, their defense is stacked, to be honest. Both their corners, Efo and Troy, I personally know both of them because I played against Efo in high school. And so, like, they're really great players. And their safeties are really good, too. They're very talented on defensive end. And so, statistically, I don't think it really matches up just because, like you said, they, you know, a lot of people play behind and, you know, they have to, like, pass the ball to catch up. So, I don't, like, watching film, they're a really good defense. They fly around. They react to the ball fast. And, they bring different type of stunts and fronts and different type of variations that's just different. And so that's going to be a real test for us.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem.
Take it since he was done.
Okay, sounds good.
Works for me.
All good.
I never